Good morning. Good morning. Radio. Good morning. This is Coach Chanel Budd, and I am here on the Selfless Love Talk Show. Today's topic is going to be on mental health, mental illness, and mental awareness. I am going to give it a few seconds before I go ahead and start the complete show to let a few callers call in. But today I'm very excited about this show because I believe that this is going to be something that not only will encourage those who are battling mental illness themselves or, you know, have someone that they love as well who battles with mental illness. This is near and dear to my heart because, you know, I do have family members and friends and things like that who suffer with mental health issues. And so I believe that mental health awareness is very, very important to touch on. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to be really focused on. And so today I have taken some time to gather up some resources as well because I believe that resources are very important to take with you. So I'm going to be asking that everyone that is able to would grab some paper and a pen because there's going to be information I will be giving out at the end of the show. So please go ahead and gather yourself some paper and pen, and I will start the show. So basically, what I want to discuss first is what is mental illness. So mental illness is an illness that can be categorized in multiple ways or multiple diagnoses, but it is a biochemical imbalance, or it could be something that was caused due to environmental stress or genetics. And a lot of times, you know, we have biochemical imbalances that we're not aware of, and that can trigger you to have mental illness. For a lot of people, you know, you can get it in your youth. You can get it when you're a child just through your genetics. And then also mental illness comes from environmental stresses, and that can be from, you know, work, life, relationship, and things like that. And if you are lacking in the self-care mentally or physically or emotionally, that can actually over time progress into actually having mental illness. And so there are some signs that I want to give in regards to, you know, your mental health risk. So some of the signs that I have taken and written down today is things to look for, you know, within yourself and also other people around you, your loved ones, coworkers, or anybody that, you know, you're close to. But one of the things is a change in your personality. So, you know, you may not see that you're changing or you're feeling a certain way, or you may be in denial, but somebody close to you can see that you're not your true self. If someone is acting like a very different person or acting or feeling like them or not feeling like themselves, this is a warning sign. There are some that are uncharacterized, which is like anxiety, anger, and moodiness, social withdrawn isolation, lack of self-care or risky behaviors, a sense of hopelessness or feeling overwhelmed. So these are some of the symptoms or the signs that you will see in other people or yourself that actually, you know, are signs and symptoms of mental illness. And it can start off very, very mild, but if it's not controlled in the beginning stages, then it can turn into like some full blown mental health issues. So that's one of the things that I wanted to discuss and touch on is that there are warning signs, and you know, to start doing some self reflection on yourself and also the ones around you, and never be afraid to speak to someone you love if you're seeing that they're not themselves, and trying to take out the time to, you know, ask them what's going on in their life, encourage them, you know, and motivate them, because these things, if you see it in the beginning stages, can actually help deter it going full blown into an actual uncontrollable mental health, a mental illness. I am going to I'm going to go ahead and put everyone on speaker just in case you would like to say something. And if you would not like to say something, go ahead and just mute your phones. There are many types of mental illnesses. So what I've done is I've went ahead and I've listed 8 different types of mental illnesses, starting with clinical depression. So some of the signs of a clinically depressed person is that they're persistently depressed. They have a persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities, causing significant impairments in their daily lives. So, that's one thing as far as someone who is depressed. They usually are standoffish and they want to isolate and not really want to do anything. They don't even have any energy. They're very fatigued. A lot of times you'll see people who have clinical depression that doesn't even want to shower. They don't even want to bathe or anything like that. They're just real kept to themselves and closed off. Then you have anxiety disorders. And the anxiety disorders are feelings of worry, anxiety, or fear that are strong enough to interfere with their daily activities. And a lot of times with people who have anxiety, they're like panicked. They're always like panicked and shaky and things like that. Then you have bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is when you have episodes of mood swings ranging from depressive lows and then manic highs. So in a day, you can go from a high to a low. Like, you know, you're feeling good and upbeat and want to move around, and then all of a sudden it'll hit you. And then you'll become real depressed and you don't even know why. And you're like real moody. So they're like severe mood swings. And then you have attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. And that's when you have difficulty to attention, you have hyperactivity, and you are impulsive. You have impulsive behaviors to where you're like, you can't pay attention to detail. And then you're real hyper, you can't sit still, and then you want to just make impulsive moves and things like that. You just want to make things, you just think impulsively, like, okay, I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I want a bad act, I'm going to buy it. And not even think about whether it's rational or not. Then we have obsessive-compulsive disorder. An obsessive thought, which is an obsession, that leads to repetitive behavior and compulsions, unreasonable thoughts and fears that lead to compulsive behavior. So you're just like, it's OCD, basically. It could be with germs. It can be with people, thoughts and things like that. So then one of the most important ones I'm touching on right now is going to be post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a very, 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 very huge one, especially in the African-American society. There are so many of us at this point in our lives that are dealing with this, and it's like a silent pain. It's a silent illness. And sometimes it's triggered due to things that are similar, like environment or if you suffer trauma or witness trauma. So it says a post-traumatic stress disorder is a disorder in which a person has difficulty recovering after experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event. The condition may last months or years with triggers that can be bring back memories of the trauma accompanied by intense emotional and physical reactions. So that's like people who are in your military, who just went to war and they deal with post-traumatic stress disorder, your veterans. And like I said, there's a lot of us here who, if you have ever lived in, high crime, gang violence and things like that, or, you suffered loss due to someone else, even in your family, passing away or whatever from gun violence and things like that. These are the things that post-traumatic stress disorder. That's the rim of it. And then you have schizophrenia. So schizophrenia affects a person's ability to think, feel, and behave clearly. And so they can't even rationalize their thinking or anything, their behaviors. And then dementia. Dementia is a group of conditions characterized by impairment of at least two brain functions, the memory loss and judgment. And so I'm going to go ahead and go into a Bible verse. And this Bible verse is actually going to, just enlighten those who deal with mental illness on a day-to-day basis, or you can also give this to someone that you feel is struggling with depression or mental illness. So I selected Isaiah 41:10, and it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And that's something that I reflect on daily, because it is God's word, and God's word stands. It never changes, and it never fails. He will never fail you. And so this is one that I really love, because we all battle in one way or another throughout our life. If you hadn't now, you will later, is what they say. But these are things that are resourceful, and they're encouraging, and they will help to heal you and get you through these times, that you go through in life. There's another Bible verse, and basically the title for these are Bible Verses of Comfort for persons with a mental illness. So this is good for those to read. And so I selected also Psalms 46:1-3. "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. So no matter what you go through in the world, we have to know that the Lord is our refuge. So I have so many resources today, and I'm excited to share these. So I have a website that you all can go to, but I went ahead and I selected some of the most important ones that I could find to give you all toll-free numbers in regards to some of the most, critical things that we go through in this world today. So NAMIMARY.org, and that's NAMI. There is a suicide and crisis number, and it provides referrals to support groups, mental health professionals, resources on loss and suicide prevention. That number is 888-333-2377. I have it's called SAMHSA treatment locator, and they provide referrals to low cost in a sliding scale for mental health care, substance abuse, and dual diagnosis treatment. And that number is 800-662-4357. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, it's a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week hotline, and that is 800-799-7233. I have Anxiety and Depression Association of America. They provide prevention, treatment, and symptom information. And that number is 240-485-1001. Children and adults with ADHD, It provides information and referrals, including local groups. The number is 800-233-4050. Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance provides information for person-to-person online groups and forums. That number is 800-826-3632. I have the OCD number, and it provides information on treatment and referrals. The number is 617-973-5801. Schizophrenia and Related Disorders Alliance of America maintains anonymous programs, which are self-help groups, and are now available as in a toll-free teleconference. The number is 240-423-9342. Last but not least, I have also included the National Center of Excellence for Eating Disorders. It provides up-to-date, reliable, and evidence-based information about eating disorders. The number is 800-931-2237. So that is the information I wanted to provide today in regards to mental health. If there's anyone that would like to speak, you are welcome to do so. If you have any questions or any concerns, let me know. We will be having another talk on mental health, and I will be bringing on an actual therapist to be speaking with everyone in regards to mental health as well. So please share this. I believe that I would like to go ahead and continue this topic for next Saturday as well, just so that we can have, you know, some people come on. If you're wanting to share this information, please inbox me in advance so that I know if there's questions or you know, you have something in general or specific to your need that you would like me to address on the next show. I'm open to do that. I would love to do that for you. This is very important today. Like I said, this topic is real, you know, and it needs to be talked about more. And people need to know that, you know, they're okay, they're accepted, no matter what mental issue it is or diagnosis it is, that they are just as important as anyone else. And, you know, what's normal to us is normal to them. So what is normal? Normal is my normal, your normal. And, you know, even someone who suffers with depression or anything else, they are still normal. In their world, they're normal. And they deserve love. They deserve respect. They deserve encouragement and help as well. And we don't have a lot of people who actually, you know, are open to help the mentally ill. And usually they are the ones that have the lower incomes, the Medicaids and things like that. So, you know, it's important for us to start trying to, you know, support one another so that we don't have these epidemics like we're having them today in this world. I mean, you know, you can't turn a blind eye to those in need, because guess what? It could be any one of us, you know, that may battle with this issue, if not now, in the future. So I am my sister's keeper. I am my brother's keeper. And it's important to share and enlighten, you know, the information and resources that are available. And I just thank everyone for attending again this morning. We will be touching on this next Saturday. So far, I haven't had any questions or anybody who's speaking up or wanting me to continue. So I'm going to go ahead and leave this show with a prayer. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. Heavenly Father, I ask that you cover and protect every one of us, my callers, myself, our families, and all those connected to us. Lord, I ask you that you give us what we need, Lord, to continue on. Strengthen us. Give us renewed strength. Give us renewed understanding, renewed wisdom, renewed courage, and renewed love, renewed hearts, and a renewed mindset, Lord. I just thank you, and I don't know what anyone's needs are, but you do. So I just ask whatever it is, Lord, just that I'm already, you know, standing in agreement with everyone on your needs. This show, I would love for it to just go all over the world and touch those, Lord Jesus, globally, Lord, who needs to hear this podcast to know that they are not alone. And I just thank you all right now. I thank you, Lord. And everyone have a blessed day. Until next Saturday.